You've probably never heard of a man named Nathan Coombs. However, you have heard of the place he helped create. The young pioneer landed in California, and through hard work and some vision, he established a town that draws many yet today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You've probably never heard of Nathan Coombs, but you've probably heard about the town connected to him.
They first traveled to Missouri and then got the bug to travel further west and then came all the way out. And he actually arrived in Napa as a young man. We think when he was about 19, 20 years old, he actually laid out the city of Napa in about 1848.
Nancy Levenberg is speaking of Napa, California, today well known for its wine.
They originally established the city because of the Napa River, because the Napa River is one of the tributaries that flows down into the Bay Area. It provided the means of transportation to get both people and goods in and out of the valley.
Coombs did not have much to his name when he arrived in the valley, but he fell in love with the beautiful place and began to take jobs to help him acquire land and build his own livelihood.
He actually laid out the town of Napa on land that he had been given in payment by the local rancho owner, Nicolas Higuera, in exchange for some carpentry work that Nathan Coombs had done for him. So he's a very, very influential man.
Coombs gave the new city most of the land for its public buildings. His name is well known here, but he did much beyond his local area as well.
Among other notable things, later went on to become a publicly elected official for the state of California, and also was the funder of the third and final successful expedition that went up to rescue the Donner Party. Members of the Donner Party then returned to the Napa Valley and lived out their lives here.
You can learn more of Coombs' story at the local historical society and by simply visiting the city that he helped establish. Traveling the countryside in Napa, California, I'm Andrew McRae.